written word, the inspired word of God, the Bible. And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God," Luke 4:4. "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. "It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." John 6:63. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Colossians 3:16. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:14. We see that the Word of God is the verbal representation of Christ Jesus. To receive the person of Christ is to receive His Word. To reject the Word is to reject the person of Christ. To know the Word is to know Christ. To be ignorant of the Word is to be ignorant of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:13. "Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Philippians 3:8. "For if these things be in you and abound, they make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 1:8. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." 2 Corinthians 10:5. To know the Word is to mature in Christ.